We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm sorry. I've heard from people. Kyrie was not crazy. Not that he didn't not like Brad Stevens. He was not crazy about the control that Brad had on the court. He likes to freelance a little bit more. He feels he's in control. He sees stuff, and he's going to control it. Does anybody think, in all of the reasons that Kyrie Irving may be leaving Boston and going to Brooklyn, that in any way he's sitting there going, oh, I got to be coached by Kenny Atkinson, because that's what I want. Boy, no, you know what he's saying? I'm going to control the offense out there on the floor. I'm going to have the basketball in my hand. And Kenny Atkinson is going to like it. You know why? Because I'm the max player on this team. Yep. I don't buy any of these when they talk about the coaching situation. So Kawhi Leonard leaves. Greg Popovich. Some people think greatest coach in the history of the game. I certainly think he's in the top five. I'll give him that, okay? But he's going to go and because he wants to go be coached by Nick Nurse. Nick, what? Who? He's some Nurse is coaching now in Toronto? What? Nobody had any idea who the hell Nick Nurse was.
So
this is what Wick Grosbeck claims. And I think what Wick is doing, he's doing a smart thing, by the way. He's not going to say anything bad about Kyrie. He's actually going to pump Kyrie's tires right now. He's going to make Kyrie probably a better guy to the public than he's acting
right now. He's not a villain.
Right, exactly. So before going out to say the same thing in his last press conference, Brad Stevens told his players he did a bad job. Now, we heard him say that in his press conference, but apparently he said that privately to the players when they were beaten in that last game by Milwaukee. This is Wick Grosbeck's comment. Kyrie said, no, you didn't, coach. That's like the kid in the room that's always buttering up the teacher. No, you didn't do a bad job.
Even though you made
Teach,
us lose.
No, you, yeah. Yeah, yeah, you were good. I have trouble believing that. And if Kyrie said it, it's very disingenuous. I don't think these guys care that much about who's coaching them. I'm sorry. Well, Kevin Durant.
Well, yeah, they do.
Right?
Who? If they don't like him. So here's what I'm hearing
from
you. If
they don't get their way.
Here's what I'm hearing from you. Now, you correct me if I'm wrong. The reason why Kyrie Irving will not sign with the Boston Celtics is because he doesn't like Brad Stevens.
I'm not saying that. That's 100%
wrong. That's what I heard you.
No, I did not.
I heard you say
that
he doesn't like the fact that Brad has all the control. We'll paraphrase it a different way.
No, I'm not saying that.
Because I feel like if that's the situation, you don't want to confirm that? You don't want to give away your sources?
No, I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying to you.
Then what is it exactly?
What I'm telling you.
He doesn't like the way Brad Stevens runs the offense. He doesn't like the way he coaches.
Stars all like to have control of the offense and do it their
okay,
way.
Okay, yeah. Okay,
who was the coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers? Was it Ty Lue? Because they won a championship.
I hear he doesn't like Brad Stevens. Really? Okay, you can take from it what you want, but when a guy, because basically if Brad Stevens isn't willing to change, Kyrie Irving knows Brad Stevens isn't going to change the way he coaches, manages players, calls plays, manages timeouts, that whole thing, scheduling the travel time. He doesn't like Brad Stevens. He so much doesn't like Brad Stevens that he's willing to take less money and go sign with the Nets. That's what I hear from those comments.
But you're not hearing the rest of it. He's not going because he suddenly loves Kenny Atkinson. What he's going and saying, and what I think he was saying here in Boston, he can tell me whatever he wants. Eventually, I'm just going to go out there and do what I want to do. That's what these superstars do in that league.
And
he's going to do the same thing in Brooklyn.
He's not going there. You got to have a reason.
He's not sitting there asking, is Kenny Atkins going to do this or Kenny Atkins going to do that? He knows nothing about Kenny Atkins.
And that's my point. So he doesn't like Brad Stevens. You can say the same thing about all the other coaches that LeBron James went through. Okay, he didn't like them. In the end, were they decent guys? Sure. David Blatt, is he a nice guy? Sure. But you know what? He didn't like the way he ran the organization. He wanted his own guy in there. That is the exact same thing. So Kyrie Irving is basically becoming LeBron James in every way, shape, and form.
That
I would agree with.
What you just said right there is absolutely 100% true. And guess what? It's by design. That's why he left Cleveland. He saw that LeBron, that was LeBron's team. That was not Kyrie's team. He looked at it and said, I'm old enough now. Okay, I got my own movie coming out. I'm doing my own entertainment stuff. I'm my own brand. I'm my own corporation. I want to be my own man, and I'm going to leave. Boston was the perfect thing for him at the time because he thought they had plenty of talent. Then he started playing with these kids, didn't like what they were doing, noticed that the coach was certainly, you know, moving and adjusting those kids, and he wanted to do it his way. And so what he's going to do is he's going to Brooklyn now, and he's going to do it his way.
Hold on. Again. That's it. So he doesn't like Brad Stevens. I mean, maybe that's too much of a leap for you.
It's too much of a leap.
But in the reality, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Because if he did like Brad Stevens and if he thought that Brad Stevens was willing to maybe compromise a little bit, which I feel like he would do, then he would stay. Because not only would he have what he would want, you know, control, as you call it, but he would also be making more money. And don't give me the, he wants to work on his entertainment business. You don't have to be in New York. You don't have to play for the Nets to have a movie career. You don't have to be, closer to Madison Avenue in order to do commercials. They will come to you.
I agree with that.
Ask LeBron. Ask all of them.
I agree with that.
So I just feel like Oklahoma's, it really comes down. Yeah. You think he likes Danny?
I don't know. I don't know that.
I know. We get in this argument.
But
what do you think?
My guess is he probably fine, but he's not dealing with Danny the way he's dealing with Brad. So he's dealing with Brad every single day. He's dealing with Brad on airplanes, hotel lobbies, waiting for the buses.
Do you think he respects Brad and his
IQ? People have said nothing negative about him towards Brad. Let me finish. Other than, he wanted control of the situation. He didn't like the fact that sometimes it was far too controlled under Brad's system. He wanted to do it his own way. But I don't think it was really Brad. I think it was all Kyrie. He just wants to do it his way.
Well,
but this I don't buy. This whole thing of, no, you didn't, coach. You didn't do a bad job. That seems to be a stretch.
He's trying to make Kyrie look good.
And I will say this. There's plenty of signs of that throughout the year, especially in those close games where they couldn't finish, where he didn't like the call. He didn't like, remember during the playoffs, didn't like the defense? Like he was so cryptically critical of Brad Stevens during some losses where.
Yeah, the Gordon Hayward thing Ryan just brought up. So he yelled at Gordon Hayward on an inbounding situation, if you remember. And that was Brad Stevens' play.
He didn't find him and he didn't like it at the time.
Right.
Okay. So, and that's the point. There were plenty of examples of him, I don't know, I guess just acting out, for the lack of a better term.
But can I tell you that will happen with Kenny Atkinson as well? Because that's Kyrie.
And again, that's my next point.
That's Kyrie.
The belief
is controversial.
The belief that the grass is greener on the other side or it's going to be easier, you're going to keep leapfrogging from team to team until you find the right and the perfect situation. The perfect situation doesn't just happen. It gets cultivated. It matures. It grows based on experience. So this is what I think some athletes are so stupid. But I would think for the most part, you think that you can just leave and it's just going to be easier somewhere else. Like it isn't. So he thinks he can have more control. Eventually the coach is going to, unless you just say, listen, you know what? I'm just going to work in substitutions. I'm the coach. I'll work in substitutions. You act like it's a pickup game down on Venice Beach. I'm going to throw guys on there. You can call timeouts if you want. But the fact is that he thinks he's at that level is insane.
So let me ask you this.
Why is Kyrie Irving
taking the Brooklyn Nets? If these stories we read are true, and I believe Steve Bulpet has got two reliable sources. He's usually pretty good at this stuff. Been around again a long, long time. Has built up quite a few of the sources. Like yourself. And
he checked on me to confirm this.
He's going to Brooklyn. Wojnarowski is now, and others, are basically saying that Durant does not want to go to the Nets. That Kevin Durant is going to go to the Knicks, and it may be this offseason, in which he's literally redshirted for a year. If that is the case, you look at the Brooklyn Nets, that was probably the most overachieving team in the NBA this past season. And how did they do it? Well, they got Russell from the Lakers. They did it with a bunch of young kids who were playing above their heads. Does that sound familiar to you? It sounds like what we got a year ago with the Boston Celtics, and these young players are playing over their heads. Now, suddenly, these players that were playing over their heads and were doing it without Kyrie, Kyrie walks through the gym door. It's my team now. I think it's the worst team for him.
And that's why I'm saying, so if you're hearing that it's all about control, He must believe that it's such a hopeless situation and Brad will never give him control that he's willing to go to a less favorable situation and take less money because that situation, that part of his basketball life can't be fixed. I don't buy it. I do not buy it for a second. The fact that he would risk losing all that money and a better situation,
what's he doing?
A better fan base to go to a crappier situation. It doesn't make, listen, it makes no sense.
But he's going right back into the same situation that he despised this past year. These young players are listening to a coach, go into a certain spot on the floor, doing exactly, but not doing what he wants them to do. That was the, we all agree, the biggest problem that Kyrie had this past year, because he was supported by the veterans, okay? The Al's and the Morrises. They were
silently,
supportive, right?
Silently
they
supporting
were supportive
him. They
of
don't
him
talk.
Because they all know they were rolling their eyes, too, with these young kids. These young kids are very talented. The problem is they're raw. They really don't understand the NBA game, the intricacies of the NBA game. He's looking at that, and he's going right back into it in Brooklyn. Unless we're missing something. Unless Anthony Davis
there,
is
hold
going
on.
Or somebody
there,
else is going
there
to Brooklyn.
There is something missing. And you want to believe the Steve Bulpet story in the Boston Herald that is basically already done, that he's going to be a Brooklyn Net and the Celtics
well,
know it?
I don't think you can ever say anything is done with Kyrie Irving.
Dunsky? Can you say Dunsky?
I would not say Dunsky on this one yet.
I wouldn't either. I would hold off on Dunsky.
I would reserve
somebody
Dunsky.
Get in touch with Steve Bulpet and tell him not to use Dunsky.
Okay, so Dunsky is not a reporting term.
So we have to wait until July 6th would be the official day. I would say on the 4th of July, bring out the fireworks and bring out Dunsky. If we're in the same position on the 4th of July, then you can bring that out. I'm not ready to go there because you know him. He changes his
mind.
Yeah,
and here's the thing, and there's a lot of other people who play the game, that cover the game, that agree with me about this situation with the Nets and how it's a bad decision. We're going to take a break. We're going to sell some soap.
We don't sell soap.
We are eventually going to sell some soap.
Can somebody explain to him we don't sell soap?
Find somebody who wants to sell some soap and we will sell it for them?
Kiss might sell soap. Other stations might sell soap. They're appealing to women. We don't sell.
Men take showers?
We do.
You wash clothes?
We do.
You do the laundry? You do the dishes? That's all soap, Glenn.
We do.
You wash your dog,
we're
right?
We're
going
to sell some manscaping. Say that. See if they go on for that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Marloney, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, it looks like he is focused on Brooklyn. Brooklyn looked like they were focused on pairing him with Kevin Durant. I think it's something that's going to really play out over the next 7 to 10 days. It might become more clear. Back in the fall, Kyrie said, I'm going to be a Celtic. It's very tenuous in this particular market. The Celtics are proceeding in talks with other teams like Kyrie is not going to be there. Still going to try to sign him, but the dialogue with the Celtics, they are pessimistic.
That's Brian Windhorst yesterday on the jump. This should be pessimistic. I think there's too much handwriting on the wall, and maybe a big part of the leaks that are out there have got something to do with the New York Knicks maybe being informed that Kyrie is not coming to the Knicks. And so a lot of this may be spinning, but what does it mean with Durant? So you're telling me that Kyrie's going to go to Brooklyn.
Yep.
And the Durant is either going to stay in Golden State and rehab for a year, or
with
he's Clay, going to go and rehab and redshirt for a year with the Knicks.
But how about the Golden State Warriors real quick? So they could potentially, because I think Kevin Durant's going to opt in. Klay Thompson, they have to re-sign him.
I think Thompson is in. I think he stays in Golden State.
Michael Thompson just said absolutely he will re-sign with Golden State.
Yeah, so he's not going anywhere.
Right.
So both these guys are going to be max guys, and neither one of them is going to play.
Right.
So over $60 million tied up on two guys that aren't playing.
Yeah.
So the Golden State Warriors will have Draymond Green. They'll have Steph Curry.
Livingston, Cook.
They'll make the playoffs. Okay, so
they buy
themselves a year. It's like a redshirt year for the team.
Right.
And then they'll all come back, and then we'll have damage.
See, the problem
So the West is open.
Here's the problem I have with it when it comes to the Celtics. The whole league is open. I mean, the East is still open. We don't know what's going to happen to Kawhi. Does he stay in Toronto? If he does, then Toronto gets a nice little run. But Milwaukee's still
Milwaukee's
right there. I don't know. If he just loves basketball, they love him up in Toronto.
Win it again.
He's a god. All right, they love him. Tracy McGrady, yesterday on that same program, The Jump on ESPN, gives us what really did make sense here.
If I'm Kyrie and I want to be on a championship contending team or go in and team up with
in his prime. This is his prime.
Who is the best player to do that with that is the same age as that is AD? Stay in Boston. Have Boston see if they can make that trade for AD. You guys would have an 8-year run together because you pretty much the same age. You could dominate the Eastern Conference. It makes perfect basketball sense to me.
It makes all the sense, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen now. So if it doesn't happen, and you know what the funny thing about it is? I ran into a couple of the fans just asking me about this today at a store. And the fans were excited that Kyrie was not going to be here. Now, I know that for some reason there's some sort of disdain for this guy, and I get it.
Let's all gather around the campfire.
And he says some stuff that just piss you off. But does any of the Celtic fans out there feel that you have a better team now with no Kyrie Irving? Are we really going to play that idiotic game? There were people in Golden State that were actually saying that they were a better team for a couple of games without Kevin Durant. How'd that work out for them? All right? So does anybody believe...
Going to a game seven.
Look, Chris Mannix came out on FS1 yesterday and basically said he thinks Ainge is still without Kyrie, is still going for Anthony Davis.
The one-year rental doesn't scare off the Celtics in any way.
I would say this. There's not much that really scares Danny Ainge on stuff like this. He just believes that... Look, he's not going to do something stupid, I don't believe. I don't think he's going to... He's not going to make a Tatum trade with nothing there. He's not going to give up all his assets. But posturing like this doesn't bother Danny Ainge. Just like bringing Kyrie back after all the turmoil doesn't really bother Danny Ainge. Danny Ainge is a player of the 1980s. He was playing in those Celtics locker rooms where most of the time they all hated each other. And it was a lot of back and forth between guys. He believes talent wins championships. So if he can get Kyrie Irving to sign, he will roll the dice and bet on his franchise. Okay.
How'd that work out for him last year? How did it work out for them this year? Talent wins championship. They had a lot of talent. They had a ton of talent on that team.
Yeah, but I can look around the league and I can say these other teams are winning because they have talent, not because they put together a bunch of cute little players who have great chemistry. That doesn't work in the NBA. I'm sorry, it doesn't work.
So they weren't as talented as we thought then. So that team that they threw out there this year wasn't nearly as talented as we all thought. Because if they were, that's all it takes.
Well, you got to have
forget
some
about
type of,
chemistry. You don't have to like each other.
But you got to have some type of chemistry. He's right though. Back in the 80s, if everybody thinks it was a kumbaya moment every single night with that Celtic team that was winning championships, you're crazy.
Well, I would say that you look at Toronto, you look at Golden State, and I think as far as their talent. Personality goes, yeah, they each have talent.
Right.
Okay, so what's the deciding factor? I like the fact that each team, their personality, it's obvious who they are and who sets that personality. Kawhi Leonard sets that personality. When they win big games, they just walk off the court, and everybody has the same demeanor. They walk off, no big deal. We haven't accomplished anything yet.
Okay.
And then vice versa.
So you look at the difference, and I think you just nailed it. Kawhi Leonard is the absolute difference. The great players of the game make the difference in the NBA. It's a lot different than the NHL. More of a team game. This is the great players. So if you had DeMar DeRozan playing for Toronto this year, and they still make those same deals, bring in the Gasol, make the same other trades, but they keep DeRozan. Does anybody think that they would have won that championship last night? No freaking way. You're right.
So now
he established and changed the way they operate every single day.
Everything changed.
And
everybody's
was all
job
Kawhi.
Was easy. Yes.
Because they've got one legitimate top five player, and right now he may be the best player in the game. And then what do they have after that? They got a bunch of guys that are in the 20s and the 30s and
the 40s,
right?
Well, you call them role players, but they're better than role players. No, I know, but you got to label something. They're not. So the point is that they're a supporting cast. Call it that.
Yeah.
And that way you don't disrespect them by just calling them role players.
But Siakam is a really good player.
They're important.
Lowry is up and down, but he's a really good player.
Van Fleet, guys just showed up. They made plays.
Right.
Okay? And that's what it takes. Unselfish, right? You're one-minded, centrally
focused. But you don't win without Kawhi. So you still need that big dog.
So, okay. So I will ask you this. You know what Leonard can do. So if Kawhi Leonard was on this team, was a Celtic, what would it look like?
I think it would look much different.
Oh, so do I.
Much different.
Hey, I just feel like there's a more of a better, respect.
First of all, he's a better player than
Kyrie.
Yeah,
he's a better player.
And he's a bigger player. He plays a different position. So he, to me, is a better player. Durant is a better player.
So then let Kyrie Irving
LeBron
leave. Let him walk.
LeBron is a better player.
Why waste your time with Kyrie Irving?
Because he's the best you got. So
is he, though?
He's the best you've got.
No, but I'm not even kidding. So
he's the best player on the Celtics.
Well, right now he is, but is he the best option? Because I kept feeling like there's somebody else out there. There's another player to drop. There's another name out there. And if Kyrie Irving leaves, and if you hear from what Wick says, is like he doesn't want to sit there and deal with the next 12, 15 years of being mediocre, just being okay. Well, you're not terrible. You're not great either. You're just right in the middle, and you're basically that team that the great team runs through, wins in five.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I think the Celtic fans might be pissed with what Danny does down the road because I think Mannix is right. I think Danny would not be shy at all about going out and doing an Anthony Davis deal and saying, you know what, I'm going to throw the cards on the table. I'm just going to go for it. And we'll see what happens next year, and I'll see if I can convince him. And maybe he's looking at other teams and looking at where their money is going to be a year from now, and he's saying to himself, if Davis wants to go somewhere else, at least we can work out a sign and trade at that point because other teams might not have the money. I'll guarantee you, like a chess player, he's three steps ahead. But the alternative is a cute little team that will win you 46, 47, 48 games. People will like them, and they will win crap. They will win nothing. Right? They'll be nowhere close to a championship team. And the problem with cute little teams, they're cute for a while. And then when they don't mature and they don't really get any better and you don't see them actually beating the Torontos or the Milwaukees or the Golden State or whoever emerges out of the West now, you sit there and say, okay, I'm done. It was cute. It was fun for a while. I'm done. I'm moving on. And that's what I fear right now. I don't think Danny wants to do that. I don't think Rick Grossbrick wants to do that. I think we go to these phone calls. I think a lot of these fans are going to sit there and say, I want to see Jalen Brown grow up. I want to watch Jason Tatum.
You know what,
I want to see him blossom flower.
I think it's more. It would be more to the good riddance, Kyrie. Good riddance. You don't want to be here. We don't want you here. You lied to us. You let us on. You just played with our emotions. Beat it. Honestly, I'm almost in that position where you completely bungled this to the point where there's nothing but hatred and anger associated with them. And Wick can do the right thing and try and save his personality, but it ain't gonna work.
Let's go to the Celtics callers, and we'll let you. Where do you want this team to go? And if they go for Anthony Davis now with no Kyrie for 1 year, you're gonna love it. Or you're going to hate it. All right, 617-779-7937, right here on OMF.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
What can they offer? I don't believe that without any type of commitment from Kyrie Irving, the Celtics will offer Jason Tatum. He is the best player that could be involved in any currently constructed deal, and the Celtics aren't going to part with him because if they do and Anthony Davis walks, all the gains they made...
The rebuild was a bust then.
It was a total bust.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think they'd include Jaylen Brown in that mix along with draft picks? I do. I think that is a Jaylen Brown-centric offer with a whole bunch of draft picks, and they can go 5-6 first-round draft picks deep over the next couple of years. I think that's something they'd be willing to put on the table.
Interesting. Again, more Chris Mannix. So if there's no Kyrie staying here, Danny Ainge makes a deal for Anthony Davis. It would include Jaylen Brown if Kyrie is gone. If Kyrie stays, then he would include Jason Tatum in the deal. Very interesting. By the way, these draft picks everybody talks about, Memphis pick has got some value because it could be a really high pick next year. The 14th pick this year is okay. But 20 and 22, most of the teams in the bottom half of the draft right now, and I've seen people write it, include 14, 20, and 22 and move up to 5. That just doesn't happen in the NBA unless you're including a lot of players with that or a valuable player on top of that. Nobody wants players in the 20s. It would not surprise me at all if Danny Ainge unloads those picks, 20 and 22, or selects European players and hides them overseas.
Hide them.
For a year. Yes, because you don't want to pay them and you don't want them on the payroll right now, and you don't want to guarantee them money where they're slotted in that first round. So the whole idea of taking your three picks and moving up is crazy unless you're including that Memphis pick. All right, let's get to the phone calls. Kyle's in Salem. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Kyle.
I was just calling. I don't really see the big deal about Anthony Davis when he gave up on his team halfway through the season. I'd rather them spend their money on the players that they do have. Kick Kyrie out the door because he gave up on the team.
Right.
They made the final or the championship without Kyrie.
Yeah, it's so not gonna it's not gonna happen again though, Kyle. With this the talent that they have,
this team in 2 years will make it back to the conference finals. Guarantee it.
This team,
guaranteed.
You can, you're delusional.
Yeah,
this team right now. So hold on. So this, I guess you want us to agree with you, and then you'll be nice. So if we disagree, you act like an ass.
I'm trying to get you guys as the sports media.
Kyle. So the way
Anthony Davis,
Kyle, the way Kyle, if your lineup is Al Horford, Jason Tatum, Gordon Hayward, Jaylen Brown, and Marcus Smart. Are you winning the NBA Finals?
You want to talk about how Aaron
are you winning? Hold on.
Kyle,
answer the question. You know what? I can tell you listen to the show, I can only blame Glenn because you're acting like Glenn right now. You won't answer the question. The answer is no. They will not.
No,
they will not beat Milwaukee. They will not beat Toronto.
Hold on. He told you they were going to the Eastern Conference Finals. But here's the difference. Kyle. Why are we concerned with that? An Eastern Conference team that won the Eastern Conference this year is now your NBA champion.
They're not going to be able to keep all the players that they have on their team. Everybody gets greedy.
I get that. Hold on. Excuse me.
Multiple teams will steal it. I guarantee the 76ers. We'll get multiple picks and multiple players from Toronto because they're asking way too much.
What? I move on.
See,
I'm confused.
That's your guy.
I know I'm confused, but that is your typical Celtics fan right now. They hate Kyrie so much, and I get it. There are ways that it irritates all of us. I understand that, and the three times he comes back to the TD Garden next year in a Brooklyn Nets uniform, he will get soundly booed every time he touches the ball. He will become the arch enemy in this town. There's no question about that. But you tell me, if you don't have him, and then you don't have an Anthony Davis, which is a top five player, and yet I think Anthony Davis needs players around him because of the position he plays in. It's not like Kawhi. It's not like LeBron. It's not like Kevin Durant, where they can create their own offense at any given point in the on the court. You're telling me these fans are delusional. Well, they really believe that this team can compete for a championship with these young kids.
Can I take you back?
Just don't sing.
Do you remember the first time?
Take me there.
We're working on it.
Jesus.
Okay, so you remember when? So Danny Ainge, it was the first time he was speaking, and he had a big scrum, and there are two questions that stood out. The first one, I think it was A'Rod Blakely asked a question. He referenced the engagement and whether
what was the exit interview like with Kyrie.
It's good.
I remember a few months ago you talked about. You can't do anything until, obviously, free agency starts. Mm-hmm. You use the analogy kind of like that's when you can kind of have the wedding, if you will. Mm-hmm. Is the wedding still on?
I don't know. I mean, there's not much I can say about that, honestly, but there's ongoing conversations.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll just have to wait and see what happens there.
Okay. But he hasn't given, or his camp hasn't given you an indication that he does not want to come back here.
I have not received that indication, no.
Okay, so fast forward to today. I would say the wedding's off.
It's a Kardashian engagement. They don't last long.
No, the Kardashian engagement, they actually get married, but then they get divorced later.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like they're getting married.
So that's
all signals that are coming out of the Celtics organization are they're not feeling good about this. And I can tell you, they were feeling good about it through most of the season.
No, and okay, so
really
the second
good
part
about
of it, okay, so if the engagement is over, the second part of that question, the second part was asked by somebody else, I don't even know who it was, and he talked about, okay, roster building, and would that change his mind?
Is there anything you can do roster-wise that would encourage Kyrie to re-sign?
I don't know the answer to that. Yeah, I don't know that yet.
I think that's Chris Forsberg.
Oh, that is. That, and the answer to that is no. There's nothing that you can do.
He said, I am
telling you, I'm a basketball insider, that the answer is no.
Yeah,
because if you believe Steve Bolpet from the Boston Herald, according to a source with ties to Roc Nation, his new agency, the organization expected to become Irving's new representative. The all-star point guard is prepared to sign with the Brooklyn Nets when he becomes a free agent next month.
Right.
Dunsky. I'm going to give it Dunsky. I'm going to stamp it with Dunsky.
Yeah, it's Kyrie Irving. I would hold off.
Can I say this? Can I say Stupitsky?
Yeah.
Dunsky?
Yeah, I would say this.
I'm going to change. I'm going to add a new word.
I would say this, too. It's an NBA rule. I think it is 14 days. There's a waiting period when you switch over to a different agency because guys have actually changed their mind. So, in other words, they've had an agent, and then a few days later, they sit down with a new agent, and they say, wait a minute. That's not what I thought we were going to die. You're a lot different.
I just go back.
To wait, I think, 14 days before he officially is represented by the new agency.
But
so he could change his mind in the 14 days.
Okay. So, again, I keep going back to a little bit of insight that you're bringing to this whole situation. If it's all – it just doesn't – for me, it doesn't make sense. And there's got to be a different reason. It's like the Ortiz situation. There's something missing with that whole situation.
You don't think
Ortiz.
He's kind of a weird bird?
Kyrie Irving?
Yeah.
I told you he was David Price.
Yeah.
He's odd.
No,
he's right. Weird.
You're right about that.
I wish he was Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah. Who cares?
You know what you're getting? He says what he means, and he means what he says.
Yeah.
I have no idea what this guy is saying. And maybe that's part of it. And maybe this is why he's just so delusional, because maybe he thinks, you know what, listen, I'm going to make less money, but I'm going to have control. Okay, and I'm going to work on my acting career. And you know what? I don't have to deal with the media. I don't have to deal with the criticism. Is it? No, honestly. It's not the Knicks. It's not the Knicks.
Correct.
It's the Nets.
Yep.
Is there a difference?
Yes.
So maybe that's an easier landing spot.
Yes.
But I would say, based on the fact that you're going there, they're going to take the subway and work their ass out to Brooklyn to question you and devote multiple guys up there to talk to you.
See, I can't put myself into his mindset in all of this, but maybe he's looking at it. I grew up, watching the Nets, okay? The New Jersey Nets, the Continental Arena, and off the Vince Lombardi rest stop. He might be looking at it saying, I could set my legacy because I can turn the Nets into a winner.
I would think if he got new representation, they would start from scratch. They would work out the numbers. They would crunch everything out. And they would say, listen, option A is the Celtics. Talk to Danny. They're going to hook it up. You're going to have a great team. You're going to be competing right away.
Yeah, but see, you and I were thinking alike when we originally said that, because I think in most cases, you take it back to business and you follow the dollar.
Follow the money.
You follow the dead presidents, and you can usually figure out why certain deals are done and why players do certain things in sports. In this case, he's giving up like $50 million. And to me, he's already figured out how he's going to make up the $50 million elsewhere. So he's figured that in. But he's got other motives in all of this that you and I are missing right now. And I think a big part of it, certainly going over to Roc Nation, is the entertainment vehicle. These guys don't just want to be basketball players. Kawhi Leonard, I think, still wants to be a basketball player. I think a lot of these other guys look at it much differently. They want to be cross-platform entertainment superstars. You're a basketball player. Doesn't make a difference. LeBron's already proven that.
But they also want to call the shots.
Yes.
And they don't want to be questioned.
Well, the league is built with guys. Just, the players control that league. The NFL, you know who controls the league. The owners.
They do own the team. They don't own the actual people who are on the field, but because they pay them a salary.
They control the players. The NBA is controlled by the players and now controlled by the agents. Rich Paul, You know, Jay-Z, these are the guys that are controlling everything.
So even this talk about...
By the
this-
way, did you hear that Jay-Z did not pay for that courtside seat? Amazing.
Got it for free.
Yeah, $2,200 seat, $2,400 seat.
And if you think that so Kyrie is gone, KD is your number one option, and then do you feel safe that the whole Anthony Davis trade would work out after everything Rich Paul is saying, and that situation is going to work out, and he's going to decide to stay? Like, I would say, look at what happens with Kawhi Leonard. If Kawhi Leonard stays, then you have another example of a guy being traded with 1 year left on his contract and staying with that team. To me, that would kind of, convince me that it's safe to go ahead and trade for him and forget about the posturing that Rich Paul is doing and sign, trade for him, give up your assets, convince him by winning, and then he ends up staying. Because, again, that would be the best option for him to make the most money. That would be it.
Yeah, I don't think he's looking at it that way.
Who?
I think what Rich Paul is doing right now is he's trying to get Anthony Davis to the Lakers. That's what he's trying to do. Now, the Lakers will have to give up most of the assets they have. And, who are they going to bring in there? J.R. Smith? They'll bring in, old has-been guys to supplement the bench.
The Lakers stink!
And you can already see it in Vegas. The Lakers are one of the favorites to win the NBA championship next year. Really? With LeBron and Anthony Davis.
See, you're right. Vegas, if they're both healthy, know something.
You're right.
You say, wait,
they're one of the favorites. Yeah, they're one of the favorites. But so if those two guys stay healthy for 82 games, if Anthony Davis goes to the Lakers and he and LeBron stay healthy for 82 games, maybe they have a shot of being one of the top seeds. But who else is going to play with them? Who's your point guard going to be? Because you're giving up, Ball.
Everybody. You're giving up everybody.
And Anthony Davis doesn't play every single night. Guess what? LeBron doesn't play anymore every single night.
See, I would ask the listeners, do you feel taken advantage of? Do you feel like if this is the case and he is signing with the Nets, do you feel used? Do you feel dirty? Because this guy lied to you, led you astray, convinced you, said all the right things, got you in the bed, did his business, and said, I'll call you tomorrow.
You're misreading it. You're misreading it.
See,
he never calls you. They hate him. I know it's a strong word. They dislike him. They whatever. I actually think that Celtic fans are feeling good about this today. And they're feeling even better that maybe Danny won't do the Anthony Davis deal. I don't think people here, Celtic fans, want Danny to do the Davis deal. I think he very well may do the deal because he's a risk taker. I don't think they want him to do the deal.
Give me another name. Forget it. Kyrie doesn't work.
Clint
Anthony
Capella.
Davis doesn't work. Give me another name.
Just it. Clint Capella. That's a guy
from the Capella clan?
Yes.
He'd be a terrible point guard.
That's a guy who they would have on their radar, and you've seen his name out there. And because he's a rim protector.
Yeah, that doesn't get it moving for me. Nothing moves. Give me another name. We'll see if it moves.
Mike Conley. Point guard. 32 years old.
Slightly. Huh? Give me one more.
I don't know.
Ricky Rubio?
Ricky Rubio.
Eh.
Isaiah Thomas.
Oh, no, you didn't. You
I did.
Back. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a good one. Yeah. That's what the people want, and that's what he wants.
Yeah,
that's what the people want.
Greg is in New Hampshire. Hello, Greg.
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
What's up, Greg?
Guys, I think it's absurd that I keep hearing that Anthony Davis is a top five player in the league, and people are saying it like it's definitive. I mean, he's not a top five player in the league. He's just not.
I disagree with you. I think when healthy, he's a top five player in the league.
So you think he's proven to be better than LeBron, Kawhi?
Yes, he hasn't accomplished anything.
No.
Yet.
Whoa,
that's the other thing.
You're giving me 1, 2, 3, and 4 here. Okay, no. And matter of fact, I've already. No. I would take Kawhi Leonard. I would take Durant healthy, obviously. LeBron, they're better players than Anthony Davis. And the one problem you have with Anthony Davis is that the position he plays, okay? He's a power forward. He's got an outside game, so he can play a little bit of the small game. But he's not like a wing scorer. And those are the type of players that have been successful, the LeBrons, the Durants, and now the NBA champion with their MVP, Kawhi Leonard. Those guys can do it. They take over games. So he needs help. Davis needs help. So in that respect, maybe you can drop him out of the top five and put him at 6, 7, or 8. I'll give you that. How's that?
I think he's 6, 7, 8, that range, and I don't think he's the guy where you get him and you're immediately a contender. I agree. You need pieces around him.
Right.
You know, for example, if he went to Toronto and Kawhi didn't, I mean, that's totally hypothetical, but I don't think that they're NBA champions at that point.
Right. But if you put him with Kyrie Irving, and I don't understand why people had a problem with that, but if you put him with Kyrie Irving, to me, you've got something, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let me take one more, and then we'll give you the latest on David Ortiz. There's more. There's more arrests, believe it or not. Steve is in the truck. Hey, Steve.
Glenn, I love you. I love you like a
mother,
but
I'm going
to tell you, it sounds like fertilizer to me coming out of your mouth listening to me. I understand what you're saying, and believe me, I go back to the Ed McCauley days. I'm 66 years old, so I've seen them come and go. They've been in the dumps. I've seen them when Bird came in. But here's the thing. I'm all screwed up now.
Yeah.
What's his name that's going to leave us? You just said it a minute ago.
Kyrie
Irving. If he leaves, if he doesn't want to stay, and you can't make a mistake, and you do get Anthony Davis, and you trade away the bomb, what do we do if we can't convince Davis to stay here? And the end of next year, you got no Tatum, you got no Brown, you got no Anthony Davis, and no Kyrie. Now what do
you do? But I think that's what Mannix is saying. That if that's the case, Danny wouldn't give up Tatum. So he would keep Tatum as an insurance policy. And you have an extra. And the reason he would give up Brown, I think, the year before is he might think that Tatum is the better player down the road. We'll find out how that plays out. But you get an extra year.
You
get an extra year.
You
get an extra year.
What's wrong with that?
You don't have.
You got one star with Tatum if he is a star. I think he's gonna be, but so what do you do then? I mean,
right. So okay, Steve. Let's look at the alternative. Your money is all tied up. Kyrie's gone. You don't get Anthony Davis. You re-sign the guys you've got right now. You bring Horford back for less money, and you're done. You have no liberty to do anything over the next few years. None. Zero. No ability to sign free agents. What do you do? And then
you might have some.
What's that?
Next year, you have no liberty to do anything. You're right. But the following year, you may.
But how?
Well, that's why Danny Ainge is getting paid.
But you can't do that. You can't sit there. We know the numbers. We see the numbers. And I hear people say, well, you just get rid of Gordon Hayward right now. You can't get rid of Gordon Hayward. Who's going to take him for $33, $34 million? Nobody's going to do it. You have to hope that Gordon Hayward comes back and returns to the player that he was a couple years ago with Utah, right? I mean, that's what you got to hope for. No question. There are more arrests in the David Ortiz affair down there in the Dominican Republic. I swear to God, they've got a quota. We got to arrest 20 people before we actually solve this crime. Yeah.
20 people? 13 is not enough. I know there's more. Go back out and find me more suspects.
This is the craziest thing I've ever. And now it's coming down to
Jeddah. They're just grabbing random people off the street. They're arresting tourists.
And the worst part is they're locking them up in a holding cell.
Yeah.
And they've got bars on it. And they're speaking to the media. So we're actually getting quotes from the people who they are arresting. This is an incredible story. We will get to more of it coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.